This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, December 14th. Well, cattle markets last week were kind of mixed. Live cattle front month February were up 85. Feeders were down 5 cents, so not big moves there, or at least not a big change for the week. Markets had plenty of price action chopping back and forth, but really struggling to find momentum in one direction or the other. We ended up with a new low for the move early in the week and then managed to bounce back fairly decently late in the week. Even though cash prices were under pressure and box beef was weaker again, the futures market had a pretty decent bounce on Thursday and Friday. I think most likely that's some hedge lifting going on as cash trades started to develop. Those who had hedges on are going to lift those hedges and push the prices higher. But in cash trade, we had the Fed trade settling around 107, a pretty active trade. That had been down 3 from the previous week. Dress trade around 168 was down 4 from the previous week. Box beef values continue under pressure. Choice down 71 cents at 214. Select down 276 at 196. Spread was up 205 at 1817. Movement 131 loads. So we've got in the last 7 sessions, The choice box beef has lost $27. It's a pretty big break in such a short amount of time. Slaughter rate last week, 592,000 head. That was down 6 from the previous week and down 22,000 from a year ago. That's a pretty big drop from a year ago, especially when numbers were expected to be higher coming into this winter season. Now, either A, the numbers just are not accurate, or B, the packers are just slowing down on their purchasing. And I would imagine it's more so the latter. With the drop in box beef prices being so dramatic, packers are just not going to be that aggressive as far as moving cattle through the packing plants. So that's what we see there. You know, the retailers obviously have backed away from aggressive buying. And of course, holiday season buying is complete. So we're looking at beyond January 1, that first full week of January, as far as what we want to be prepared for. And that's going to be typically your lower quality cuts, the box beef. And there too, the choice box beef has been dropping significantly. So the retailers, I think, are finding themselves long a lot of beef. And they were preparing for another run on the grocery stores with the surge in coronavirus. That does not appear to be happening, and they're finding that they bought too much beef, and so now they're trying to work through that and slowing down their purchases, which is impacting what the box beef values are. In feeder cattle, we got the index down just a bit. Starting on Monday, we're down 45 cents. We're at 136.66. So there too, the index has been down several days in a row, and just slowly eroding over the last couple weeks. That's going to follow, of course, the live cattle. So on the futures, we had a bit of a bounce late last week, but the market's been generally working its way lower in live cattle. Feeders have been more of a sideways pattern. You've had a fair amount of price action back and forth, but by and large, we haven't really moved much over the last couple of months. In live cattle, it's been more of just a slow downward pressure in general. You've had some spikes down and some snapbacks up, but generally speaking, the trend is lower. I would expect that to continue. And again, we're going to see more market-ready cattle. If the packers are going to slow down the slaughter rates, that's going to back them up in the feedlots, put on more weight, just add to the problem. The economic recovery, slowly, it's not really translating into a huge increase in beef demand. Export sales have been kind of disappointing considering how strong the dollar is. For the last 3 weeks, we've had very disappointing export sales. Now, imports are slowing down because of the weakness in the dollar. That's helping somewhat. But you would think that our exports would be performing better, and they're simply just not. So I think that that's going to end up being a bit of a drag on the market. We can't rely on exports to save the day, especially when this week of a dollar, we're at multi-year lows, aren't stimulating some more business. So I look for cattle just to work their way lower through the rest of this month. And as we get in particular into February, that's when the biggest numbers are projected to be coming into the market. And I would think that's where most of your pressure is going to come, is during the month of February. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.